Good evening. We're going to be looking in James chapter 1, verses 9 through 16. This will be lesson number 6 in our study of the book of James during these days. And I hope the lesson this evening will be a real blessing and encouragement to you. It's already spoken to my heart, and I'm glad it did. I would certainly hate to try to deliver even a simple 15-minute devotion that had not spoken to my heart. So I'm thankful for that. I'm glad God's Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And I love God's Word, and I hope you do. I hope these days of strange goings on, as our forefathers would say, the Lord's used those to speak to your heart and to feed you from His Word and to help you to love it even more. So let's look in God's Word this evening. We'll read verses 9 through 16. If you're able, I would encourage you to block out all the distractions and use this time to get a real focus in God's Word. I won't be long, but want to give you something to keep you going. I would say to the church family, I hope you have been able to take advantage of some of the messages I have emailed to you this week. It's been a little more than the past of messages from other men that have spoken to my heart as I've tried to be careful to feed my soul with the preaching and teaching of God's Word. And sometimes it just helps me. And then, as you can tell this week from the emails that I've sent, the messages touch me in such a way that I want to pass those on to you. So if you haven't had that opportunity, let me encourage you to try to do so in the next few days. James chapter 1, we'll read verses 9 through 16. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. I've titled tonight's devotional thought, you could call it a lesson, I've titled it, The Truth Will Set You Free. Obviously from another portion of Scripture, but as I kept reading and meditating on these verses, the very simple thought that came to me was, all James, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is doing is giving his readers and those that would read it after the original audience that received his letter, all he was really teaching and instructing was the truth about very important life matters. Just here's the truth. And like I said as an opening, I hope these days have drawn you more and more to God's Word. Right before I started recording, this thought crossed my mind. A young person, even a child who knows the Scriptures, has more knowledge, more wisdom, more awareness of what really matters in life and what is really true and what is false than the most educated and professed wise person, acclaimed wise person in the world. A child sitting on the pew in our Bible-believing churches who has been instructed in the Word and has developed the daily discipline of reading God's Word has more wisdom and awareness about what matters in life than the most educated person you've ever met in your entire life. The person you know that I know who claims to be wise or is bragged on as a supposedly wise person, they are fools in what really matters if they do not believe and follow and live according to the truth of God's Word. And I believed that many, many years ago because I was taught that. I was taught from early days, just like the song says, I was taught the Scriptures before I could read them. You know my parents' story about getting saved when I was 4.5 years old. And immediately it became important to them to teach us the Scriptures. And I'm thankful for that. And I was told growing up that this is what matters. This is truth. And if anything else contradicts God's Word, and I believed it because I respected and believed and followed the people that were teaching me that. I believe it today, many years later, because I have experienced it. I have seen it to be true. I have worked with those who had the intellect. I have known family members who had the advanced degrees, multiple advanced degrees, and I've interacted even through the Christian school movement and a couple other ways. I've interacted with those who are advanced in the political world and claim to have much knowledge and much wisdom and would disdain the simple people who believe and hold unashamedly to God's Word. But I've lived long enough to see the fruit that comes from walking and living according to this book. I'm not a young man anymore. I wouldn't even be considered middle age by most methods of calculating age. And I have had the blessed privilege of seeing God's Word lived out and proven to be true. So I want to look at the truth about three very important areas of life. The truth about time. The truth about time. Verses 10 and 11. Verses 10 and 11. If you just read them once, you would think it's talking about rich and poor. But there's a far deeper meaning in verses 10 and 11, and it is simply that the rich has no more meaningful life because he is rich than that man who you and I would call poor. He has no more guarantee of life. He has no more length of life. He has no more quality of life because he is rich in comparison to those that we would call poor. I want to draw your attention to two phrases. Look in verse number 10, pass away. Look in verse number 11, fade away. Pass away and fade away. It's interesting that I know our Bible was translated to English a little over 400 years ago. It is interesting to me that we still more often than not use the phrase to refer to death as pass away. And it's an excellent phrase. It's a meaningful phrase. It's not hard to grasp at all. But I want you to think about it in conjunction with the phrase used in verse 11, fade away. Nothing fades immediately. For those of you from the church who would be watching this devotion, you know that we've recently replaced a roof that over a period of 20 years faded. And you didn't drive up one Sunday and say, oh my, the roof is not blue anymore. What happens is we see a picture. We still have one taken years ago that we used in postcards. It was taken on the where the L of the addition to the parking lot is now. It was taken from that general area, and there were white billowing clouds in the background, and it's a beautiful angle of the church, and the blue at that time just popped in the roof, and you didn't really notice the color, the current color, until you saw that postcard or you went online and saw an older picture, and you're like, oh my, it doesn't look that way anymore. And isn't it true that that's what happens in life? We look in the mirror and we don't see what others see. Obviously, that can be a humorous situation. I won't try to be funny here this evening. But we think we're as young and as active and as spry as we were 20 years ago. We'll just use that because that's about the age of the building here that I'm currently in. And then we see a picture and it dawns on us, we are passing away. And it doesn't matter if you're poor and it doesn't matter if you're rich. You are passing away. You are fading away. And before I move on to the next point, please get a hold of this. And if you've gathered your families together, parents, I want you to spend a few minutes when this lesson is over and stress to your children, you are passing away. I want you to do that for me. You might say, Brother Ains, that could be scary. That's okay. If they're old enough to hear and understand what you're saying, I want you to do that for me. I want you to take God's word, and I want you to remind them that death is no respecter of persons. I sent an email to the church family today, and I said in that email that a dear friend of mine found his 30-year-old son on Sunday. Tragic circumstances. And I'll be, Lord willing, attending that graveside service this coming Friday. I saw a post on social media 2 days ago about a young girl, 12, 14, whose life was ended over the weekend. I'm not even going to look at the next two areas. I want to save those, and I'm trying to make these devotions in the 15, no more than 20 minute range. But I, with all my heart, if only one family, and I know more than one is watching these devotions, but if only one family watched this and the Holy Spirit used it to speak to a heart, I would be eternally grateful. I want you to read with me there in James, verse number 14. And again, parents, get your children, read this verse to them. If they don't understand it, don't even just let them listen to this, tell them a good Bible story, sing some songs and send them off to bed. But if they can grasp and hear and comprehend what I'm saying, I want you to give this to them tonight. Look at verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. Verse 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I want you to listen to me. And I've got names and faces burning in my consciousness right now. Church family, you and I know we have children and even young people who have acknowledged their lost condition. I would say to you who know to do good, what would the good thing be to do? Turn from your sin and call on the Savior. Trust Christ, be born again. That would be a good thing. And doeth it not, to him it is sin. Don't turn Jesus away. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. Life is a vapor. The truth will set you free. The truth about time. God bless you, church family.